You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Just a little over 40 years ago, when I was doing my deacon internship at St. Peter and Paul Parish in Waterloo, one of my first duties there, assigned to me by Father Roderman, was to do a First Friday communion service at the old Monroe County Nursing Home. And so I very conscientiously prepared a very nice prayer service with scripture readings and a homily. The dining room there served as their chapel, and the place that morning was filled from wall to wall. As I was in the middle of my very well-prepared homily, one of the residents sitting in a wheelchair in the very back row suddenly shouted out at the top of her voice, "Nurse, nurse, this is getting to be way too long." All the nurses rushed in embarrassment to quiet her. But of course, my next words were, "In conclusion, just don't any of you try that today. I know that you're all much younger and stronger and don't mind long homilies." Today I take the liberty of making the first word of St. Paul in today's passage from his letter to Timothy my own. "I am grateful to him who has strengthened me, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he considered me trustworthy in appointing me to ministry." And then when Paul says later on, "So too I say, I have been mercifully treated. For indeed, when God sent Father Jack Stallings, pastor of my hometown parish of St. Mary's in Shawneetown, to the Scheer household back in 1961, to invite me to consider going to the seminary that fall, the Lord once again made it quite clear, as the scriptures tell us, that he came not to call the righteous, but sinners. And I'm sure that my four extraordinarily loving sisters all here today would concur. Our first reading today from the book of Exodus reminds us that it took God 40 years to cleanse God's people Israel of their sins before they could enter the promised land. 40 years for the Israelites to be cleansed of their sins, and 40 years and still counting for me, indeed demonstrates that without a doubt, the Lord is kind and merciful, slow to anger, and rich in compassion. He is our saving light. One of my four loving sisters, Linda, shares a birthday with Roy Rogers and is quite a fervent fan, with a life-size cutout of the famous singing cowboy in her house. Her email address is happytrails. And she has made it clear, even though she's confident I won't be around, that she wants Happy Trails sung as the recessional for her funeral liturgy. Happy Trails. That's my best summation of these past 40 years. From my deacon months at Holy Rosary Parish in Fairmont City, and again later at St. Peter and Paul Parish in Waterloo, the Cathedral and Blessed Sacrament parishes as associate pastors in Belleville, to my 8 years in the diocesan CYO office as diocesan director, to my first pastorate at St. Michael's Parish in Paderborn, to St. John the Baptist Parish in Redbud, to St. Francis Xavier Parish in Carbondale, to Corpus Christi Parish in Shiloh, and to Immaculate Conception Parish here in Columbia, it has indeed been a very happy trail, at least for me, if not for my parishioners. But as my exceptionally kind sisters keep reminding me, it does seem to indicate that I can't keep a job. One of my favorite quotes comes from the late Cardinal Hall of Fame broadcaster Jack Buck. Someone once asked him, he says, that if he could ask God just one question, what would it be? And Jack Buck replied, "I'd ask God, why have you been so good to me?" Those would be my sentiments today. As I gather here around the Lord's banquet table with my terrific family and so many cherished friends, I realize that God has indeed blessed me far more than I deserve. And just as our merciful and compassionate God is always patient and kind, slow to anger, so too all of you have shown that same patience and kindness toward me, even when I've not always been my best self as a human being or as a priest. And that has indeed been a blessing that I thank God and all of you for today. I was ordained a priest 40 years ago in my hometown of Shawneetown on the feast day of Our Lady of Sorrows, celebrated on the 15th day of September, unless it happens to fall on a Sunday, as it does today. Indeed, there have been some personal and pastoral challenges along the way, but each of you and so many other wonderful people I've met along the trail have indeed made my life and ministry one of genuine joy and fulfillment, making any sorrow pale in comparison. All of you have been my Simon of Cyrene and my Veronica in all the challenging times of my life and ministry. Indeed, I feel that same kind of joy that the man in today's gospel felt when he lost his sheep and found it, and that the woman experienced when she found her lost coin. I think my preaching during these 40 years of ministry has gotten shorter since that first homily at the Monroe County Nursing Home in Waterloo, but I'm not sure that my preaching has gotten any better. Recently, when I was returning by plane from one of my Florida excursions, I noticed a gentleman boarding the same flight that I was on who looked somewhat familiar, but whose name I couldn't recall. As soon as he got onto the plane, it was obvious that he was somewhat inebriated and immediately started complaining to the flight attendant about his seat and about the flight being late and a whole host of other things, and eventually began to insult, harass, and curse her. As he got up from his seat in a rage of anger, he suddenly turned and spotted me sitting just a few rows behind him. So he came walking down the aisle toward me, stopped, and reached out his hand to shake mine and said, "Father Carl, it's so good to see you. I've always wanted to tell you how much I appreciate your homilies. They've certainly helped me to become a better Christian." As we gather here as disciples around the banquet table of the Lord, let us be mindful that the good news, always worth preaching, is that God's mercy always prevails, and that God's compassion is far greater than our human frailty. This is indeed good news worth celebrating, since, if the truth be known, we are all beggars at the door of God's mercy. And we are all sometimes the lost sheep. May we all find that deep inner joy that comes from being a forgiven people and from being a forgiving people. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.